Just over a month since the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, Governor Tony Evers called on Congress to increase funds for securing places of worship as threats surge against Jewish and Muslim communities. As Here and Now reporter Aditi Debnath tells us, the war is personal and painful for the Wisconsin families you're about to hear from.
Every day they're running into the bomb shelter.
They send us a text message, we're still alive. And that's pretty much, that's all we can ask for at this point.
These Wisconsin families have close connections to the war. Like Miriam Rosenzweig, whose pregnant sister and baby niece live in Israel.
And I asked her, how's the two-year-old doing? She hears the siren and she turns and she looks and she knows that we're going into the bomb shelter.
You just have to follow the news every day.
Hashim Zeybak follows the news every day because, as a native of Gaza, home to Hamas, he hopes to make sure his sister and other family there are still alive. Zeybak owns Hyatt Pharmacy in Milwaukee, and fearing anti-Palestinian backlash, hired a security guard to patrol his business.
Golda Meir was the Prime Minister of Israel.
For Rosenzweig, president of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, the vitriol cuts both ways.
The hate that has been spewed in the last 2 weeks towards Jewish community, both as a community, individuals, in our schools, on our campuses, has been horrific to watch. And the silence of the condemnation of it is deafening.
Hamas rained down horror on Israelis. But still, Rosenzweig says support for Palestinian civilians is clear among members of her organization.
Overwhelmingly, they believe in the right of Palestinian self-determination. What people are misunderstanding is that the fight isn't with the Palestinian people. This war is about neutralizing Hamas.
But it's about more than that, says UW-Madison professor Samer Alatut.
It's not Hamas-Israel war. It's an Israeli war against the Palestinians that is at part genocidal.
Alatut is a geopolitical expert of the region and a native of Palestine.
And it's about ethnic cleansing, and it's about stealing the land.
He says mass media perpetuates the idea that the conflict is about religion instead of about the land. And that idea has dangerous echoes in history.
The media sometimes portrays Palestinians as the bad guys. And that's exactly what happens to the Jews before World War II.
Zeybak is not the first one to liken the situation to World War II. As she visits the Milwaukee Jewish History Museum, Edie Pump says her personal experience also tells her the conflict is not about religious differences. As a Holocaust survivor, she remembers her family hiding in Uzbekistan.
It was a Muslim community, and they were protective of the Jews. I had a Muslim midwife delivered me. When I was sick, a Muslim midwife took care of it. And they protected my parents.
Still, the Hamas Charter, written in 1988, calls for the end of Israel and its Jewish population. Pump compares the terror of Hamas to Nazi Germany.
Just like what happened in the Holocaust.
Hamas is designated by the U.S. as a terrorist organization and governs over the Gaza Strip. Innocent Palestinians are now caught in the crossfire.
Is Hamas Palestine? No. But is the PNA, the Palestine Authority, Palestine? No.
It's a complex history, inflamed by current bloodshed. And according to Miriam Rosenzweig, social media can distort the truth.
People should stop getting their information from social media. If you could fit it in a text or in a post, chances are it's not a very thoughtful argument.
But Zeybak says he thinks social media can help keep people up to date, and it's often younger people disseminating it.
I feel that it's a different generation. I feel that the Gen Zers here in the United States are very empathetic with the Palestinian cause.
Education is the key. Learn about what's going on. Learn about the differences between people and accept people's differences.
Through it all, Hashim Zeybak awaits a daily text message from his family telling him they're alive. And Miriam Rosenzweig's two-year-old niece hears the sirens and runs to the bomb shelter. Reporting from Milwaukee, I'm Aditi Devnath for Here and Now.